Hello, and thanks again for tuning in to this verse-by-verse Bible teaching ministry that is brought to you by The Wash and Word. The Wash and Word is a hand car wash located in Churchill, Tennessee. We're in Highway 11W in the Churchill Shopping Center, where you'll find pals. And we want to invite you to come by The Wash and Word and get your car washed. We do it by hand. We do a great job. And we do it because this is how we earn the money to support this ministry. It is a hand car wash business, but we exist for the sole purpose of getting God's word out into the public ear in a very unique and unorthodox format. And we do it by teaching verse by verse through entire books of the Bible. My name is Matthew Monona, along with my wife, Victoria. We are the owners and operators of The Wash and Word. And again, we started this business so that you can get verse by verse Bible teaching any time of the day, any day of the week. So we play these messages on a loop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is come into the parking lot area of The Wash and Word, tune to 107.1 FM on your radio, and you can just sit in your car and you can hear a word from God. And again, we go verse by verse for a very specific reason. We believe that the entire word of God, all of God's counsel, was always meant for us to listen to and to adhere to and to be taught by. And we were never told ever to leave parts out, teach only certain areas. It's always been God's intention that the entirety of his word be taught to the entirety of his people. And that is what we do here. So let's get back into what we're doing, and that is looking at the verse-by-verse teachings of 1 John. We're in chapter 3, and we read verses 1 through 10 a couple of messages ago. And we've been kind of commenting on that. So we already read the verses. If you missed the reading or you missed the last couple of teachings, we encourage you to go to the washandword.com website. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. If you click on the media tab, you can download and listen to for free all of our archive messages that we've done over the past year and a half. So go to washandword.com. Download, listen to messages. If you have any questions about the business or about the ministry, everything you need to know is on that website. And so in John chapter, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, John is a very black and white, straightforward kind of writer, and he's bringing forth words that are very in your face, and that's okay. And when we do verse by verse, we're going to come across stuff that inevitably is going to step on our toes, going to kind of jab us in the heart, might even offend us and make us a little mad. But that's really what God's word is for. It's for those things and so much more. Yes, God's word's there to edify us and encourage us. It's there to give us scripture when we're down or depressed or we're hurting. And that's all in there. But there's also a lot of stuff in there that should bring some judgment to our own behaviors. It should bring some conviction to our own lives. And if we leave that part out, we're doing ourselves a great injustice. And if you're a teacher or a pastor who cherry picks the word of God, you're doing an injustice to your congregation. And I don't mind telling you that, because one day you'll stand before the Lord and have to give an account for everything you did or did not say to those who were under you that God gave you in charge of. So let's take that as a warning before we even get involved in the 1 through 10 scriptures of chapter 3, 1 John. And we've been covering is some very straightforward scriptures that can really cause a lot of doubt in a Christian's life. And some of those scriptures in verse 3 through 10 were like, say, verse 4, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But if you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. But now listen to verse 6. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. And this is where we started to struggle, because we do sin sometimes. He goes on to say, no one who continues to sin has either seen him or even knows him. And then we were like, well, wait a second. We all sin. Does that mean I don't even know him? Verse 8 says, he who does what is sinful is of the devil. Darn it, I do sinful things sometimes. Am I of the devil? The latter part of verse 9 says, he cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. And so we're trying to get to the bottom of, if we are still sinners, how can we read those scriptures and not think that we're no longer Christians? Well, we kind of summed it up in our last teaching by saying, you know, you and I, we look like God as a creation. Remember, God said that we were created in His image. So we look like God as a creation, but it's up to us to act like Him as a child. Remember, as a born-again Christian, we are now a new creation in Christ. We are a new child, and we are a baby. We are born again. And it's up to us to start taking on the characteristics of our Heavenly Father. And then the thing that John is trying to say here is that sin and sinful behavior are kind of miles apart. You see, and this is where we get kind of caught up, and the devil uses condemnation to keep us from growing. And when we read scriptures like the ones I just read, we think to ourselves, well, I'm never going to grow. I might not even be saved based on these things. But understand what John is saying. He says that sin is lawlessness. It's lawlessness, whether it's meditated or flippant acts of sin that we are just responding to our natural, you know, sinful flesh. And he says that this is a spirit of lawlessness, just like there was a spirit of the Antichrist. We looked at a couple of messages ago earlier in or later in chapter 2 when we looked at that. And so this lawlessness, this sinful behavior, is from the spirit of the Antichrist. And so we should take verses 1 through 10 in chapter 3, we shouldn't take them out of direct context, because it is a correlative passage, but what does it correlate to? It correlates to the deception of the spirit of the Antichrist, that is the man of lawlessness that we read about in 2 Thessalonians. Paul says the man of lawlessness is at work. For 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, "Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction." Now, Paul's talking about the end of times when the Antichrist comes onto the scene and is literally revealed. He comes to the earth. But a few verses later in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, he says the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. And that's true now. But the one who holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. So when John talks about sin being lawlessness, he's referring to the ultimate rejection of God's truth in the last days. That is when the world, through the power of the spirit of the Antichrist, will be considered a lawless world, a lawless creation. And so the crux of the passage of verses 1 through 10, even though it seems like it, it's not meant to tear down a struggling Christian who still sins at times in their lives, but rather it is to encourage us, listen, so that we would understand we don't belong to that inevitable ultimate rebellion. And we don't belong to the man of lawlessness, the man of sin. And we don't, when we are no longer slaves to our flesh, we are now slaves to the Spirit. You are now a child of God. But that doesn't mean we are not accountable to and for our behavior. Again, you may look like God as a creation, but it is up to you to act like Him as His child. And that is what we have become. Remember what John said. He said, to those who believed in His name, who have accepted Christ, He gave us the right to be called children of God. You see, we are all His creation, but only those who accept His Son as Savior become His children. And as children, like any child, we take on the characteristics of our parents. And we talked about this in the last message. We cannot control how we look. We're going to take the genes of our parents. That's something we have no control over. And to a degree, we are going to be influenced by our parents' behavior and by their personalities, the kind of sense of humor they have and the way that they respond to things. We're going to be influenced by that. So we're going to be molded, in a sense, by our parents, But there comes an age in a person's life where we can break away from that. And even though that's an internal makeup of who we are, as we age into adulthood, we can break away from some of those characteristic traits and become our own person. And this is what God is saying. He says, look, you're always going to have the sinful nature, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist spirit is always going to be with you because of our sinful nature, the flesh that still resides within our newborn, new created lives. And because that sinful flesh is still there, we're going to have some traits of our former self. And so that's why he says we don't want to continue to go on sinning, because we are no longer slaves to the flesh, we are slaves to the spirit. And even though the temptation and the influence is strong, we have something greater. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. So we can, through the power of the spirit, through the power of self-denial, overcome those behaviors that have consistently plagued us, even post-salvation. So, in a way, verse 1 through 10 in chapter 3 of 1 John explains to us why we still struggle with sin. And it also explains to us that we can get over that, but it doesn't let us off the hook. And we have to keep asking ourselves, do I even know Jesus at all if I'm still sinning over and over and over again? And the challenge of a teacher of God's word in a verse-by-verse format is, how do I talk about sin in a way that allows you to be settled with it, but at the same time doesn't allow you to be okay with it? And this is a great challenge because, again, in a way, we're trying to explain it so that you'll understand that sin is going to be a part of our lives, because it's a part of the flesh which we have yet to get rid of and won't until we die, right? But at the same time, it's not okay to sin. This is a tricky scripture. But remember what Jesus came to do. In verse 5, he tells us, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, because in him is no sin. So let's try to put this together. If sin stands in opposition to God, okay, and Jesus stands in opposition to sin, then tolerated, continued, and premeditated sin will align you with the lawless one or lawlessness. Let me say that again. If sin stands in opposition to God and Jesus stands in opposition to sin, then if we have tolerated, continued, and premeditated sin in our life, we are now aligning ourselves with the lawless one, with the spirit of the Antichrist, with the flesh. And when we align ourselves with the lawless one, we are aligning ourselves with the spirit of the Antichrist. And again, this isn't about not sinning, because we are all going to struggle in some area of our lives. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, who do you consciously align yourself with and why? Because, friends, as we wind this teaching down, apart from Jesus, we are simply incapable of positioning ourselves from the camp that lines itself up in opposition to God. As members of the world, as slaves to the flesh, as unregenerated spirits, we will do what naturally comes to us, and that is sin. Fallen nature, fallen flesh, fallen man does fallen things. We are incapable of doing anything other than that. And you could be a moral atheist, but you are still in the camp of the Antichrist. And the only way to become, to move out of that camp is to receive the Spirit of God, which changes us from the inside out. And the only way to do that is to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's our time for today. Thanks for joining in. Remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, come to the Wash and Word parking lot, anywhere in this area, tune to 107.1 FM, and hear a word from God anytime you need it. This is what we do here. This is why we exist as a car wash. If you have any questions, go to washandword.com. Have a blessed day.